have a job like mine in an industry as awesome as the gaming industry, people are constantly coming up to me saying, how do you get involved? How do you get a job in the gaming industry? So I found Jason here at the Microsoft Studios booth, and we're not actually showing off games this booth. In fact, why don't you tell us what's going on at this booth here?
This booth is basically a place where people that are interested in breaking in, people that want to get into Microsoft, they can come here, they can chat with us. We tell them all about how we look for people. What are we looking for?
And how do you look for people? How do you find people? Do they have to have a college degree in, you know, game design? Or what sort of attributes are you looking for?
Well, it depends on what they do. Now, a college degree, while not necessary, often helps.
Yes.
Particularly with programmers. A lot of times, you know, if you go to school for a computer science degree, that's going to teach you a lot of things that you need to know in order to program a game. You know, for artists, we look for talent. You know, if you're an artist or an animator, it's less about how much you've done and more about what you can do. You know, it's more about your skills, your portfolio.
Sure. So are people actually coming here to this booth and showing off their portfolios and their game designs?
They do. They come with their demo reels. They sometimes give us their demo reels, and we can look over some of their stuff. Programmers, we've got a potpourri of programming hiring managers here, and some of our more technical people can have more in-depth discussions with them about their code and about their programming.
Cool. And now, do you guys come with a set, itinerary of jobs that you're looking to hire for, or are you just sort of overall generally recruiting talent? First interview of the day.
We come with what we call hot jobs.
Okay.
And essentially, at any given time, particularly right now, we are hiring like crazy.
Yes.
So we've got, just in our live software and services group, we've got probably about 300 jobs open, and that's not even including Microsoft Game Studios. That's not even including our marketing areas. So we're hiring like crazy. So we come with some of our hot jobs. We post our flyers. We say, hey, if you're interested, here's some of what we've got available.
Wow.
You know, we've got our job codes on there. They can go right to our website, look at the job description, search for other jobs.
That's awesome. Now, I know you guys did this last year as well. What percentage would you say of actual people get hired from these recruiting sessions, from something like GDC?
That's a great question. Now,
that is.
Now,
that is
often, often we don't necessarily make a hire from this.
Right, like, but I sort of bring that resume home with you.
Exactly. So I won't see someone today necessarily be like, great, you're hired, start on Monday. But we may meet someone, we may talk later, a better position might come open, we can discuss more Microsoft, we can discuss more about, you know, what games we're working on, stuff like that.
So
it's kind of hard to come up with an actual percentage, but this is a great opportunity for us to network and meet people and
bring them
back home and show them off to some of our hiring managers.
I love it. Now, for the unfortunate people who couldn't attend this year's GDC, what other ways are there for people to find out about, like, these really amazing Microsoft jobs that are available?
The best way to do that would be to go to the website, so Microsoft.com/careers. Go on there and you can search for games, you can search for Xbox, you can search for whatever the heck you're interested in. Yep, absolutely. And then that will bring up a whole series of positions that are open. And like I said, we're hiring like crazy.
I love it. Now, something that I'm interested in, because I already have a job, is parties. So what's this bigwigs? What are these bigwig events you're talking about? I'm into bigwigs and parties all at the same time.
Big happened yesterday. Big stands for Blacks in Gaming. It's a networking event for African Americans in the industry to get together, talk about what kind of projects they've done, talk about you know, things that they're working on. WIG is tonight. That's Women in Gaming. Again, very similar thing. Women in the industry come, they meet, they chat, they have drinks because it's an open bar. They get together and they just share stories and they just network, pass on cards, and they keep in touch with each other.
And now, was this the first year of the Big Wigs event? I hadn't heard of it.
This is the third year that we've done Big, and this is the seventh year that we've done WIG.
All right, well, there you go. If you guys are at GDC, hit up WIG tonight. Otherwise, look for Big Wigs events in the future. Is there a URL?
Restaurant, 651 Howard Street, San Francisco.
Is there a URL for future Big Wig events?
No, I don't think there is. Although Women in Gaming International is a great site to check out as well.
And just Windows Live search that.
Windows Live search that. Women in Gaming International.
There you go. Thank you very much. Good luck recruiting.
Thank you very much.